Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Nun Vav Omer Aleph in the third volume of Mishnah Berurah. And we began Simon Reish Ayin Vav yesterday, and we're at the very top words with the beginning of the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagah, Miyu, Im Asa Eino Yehudi Beveis Yisrael Midaito. If the non-Jewish person lit a candle, a flame, in the Jewish person's house, without the Jewish person's knowledge, Midaito, the Mishnah Berurah will tell us, means without the Jewish person telling him to do so. He did it on his own, the non-Jewish person. Ein ha'yisrael tzorech lotzeis. The Jewish person doesn't have to leave that room. Af bishenene min haner o min hamedura. He doesn't have to leave that room, even though he's getting benefit from the flame or from the torch. He is allowed to stay in that room because the non-Jewish person essentially lit it on his own. And the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Yud Beis, lav dafka, that it has to be in the house of the Jewish person. Tu adinim shavas b'molom. Even if the Jewish person is not in his own house, but he's in a hotel. Eitzel in a Yehudi b'Shabbos, and there's a non-Jewish person over there who turns on the light in his room. Kibesahu, it's considered the Jewish person's house, and v'lo hitrichu lotzeis mimenu. And the rabbis did not force or make the Jewish person have to leave the hotel room, and certainly not his house, in that situation. And this brought down the name of the Beis Yosef. Sivkot Yud Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah says, midaito, that means, hainu shelo tzivo ha-Yisrael. The Jewish person didn't tell the non-Jewish person to go light the candle. Alpha pi she'osei in a Yehudi b'shelo. Even though a non-Jewish person did it for the Jewish person, but he did it in the Jewish person's house without being asked to, lo hitrichu oso lotzeis mi'abayis. According to the Ramah, the rabbis did not ask him or force him to go and leave the house in that situation. Afal pi shebal karchu nena, even though, against his will, he's, so to say, getting benefit from the non-Jewish person having lit the candle. However, raksha also lishtamish la'oro, he would not be allowed to go use the light that the non-Jewish person had lit to do something, a davar, below near, which he wouldn't have been able to have done without any light in the room at all. Or to go and really warm himself up next to the furnace or the torch over there. So this is in a situation when the non-Jewish person did it without any bidding from the Jewish person. However, but if the Jewish person did tell the non-Jewish person, please light this candle, light this flame, then the Jewish person, if the non-Jewish person did it, and he would now, the Jewish person, get benefit from that, the Jewish person has to leave his own house. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Yud Dalet explains, Ein v'chule, Ein ha'yisrael tzorech lotzeis, the Jewish person normally doesn't have to leave if the non-Jewish person did it without the bidding of the Jewish person. The same thing would apply, V'adin, Shein tzorech lahafok panav b'haner, and he doesn't have to turn away from the light. He can stay in the room, but turn away from the light. He doesn't have to do that. Elam kein shirotz lasos midas chasidus, unless he wishes to express a extra special zealotry in doing this, a midas chasidus, to do above and beyond what he has to do, which the Tirshu foot number 29 explains from the Shulchan Aruch Harav, kidei laharosh she'enu chovetz b'zeh. He wants to demonstrate to everyone that he did not ask for this and doesn't want this light turned on, so he turns away from the light. He doesn't want to leave his house. Where is he going to go? But he wants to demonstrate that he doesn't want that light. And this is brought down, King Kosov of Morgan of Rome, B'shem of Beis Yosef. The Morgan of Rome brings us down in the name of the Beis Yosef. And he also adds, U'b'chidushi ha-Rashba, mashma shu-machmir b'zeh. And from the Rashba, it seems that he is machmir, that he should try to turn away in this situation. Ayin Shah. Now we go to Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, Yisrael v'enam Yehudim. If you have both Jews and non-Jewish people sitting there, Shehisebu Yachad, they're all sitting together. And now, Vehidlik Eino Yehudi Ner, and a non-Jewish person turns on the light. He lights a flame. So, Im Rov Einom Yehudim, if the majority of the people there are not Jewish, so Mutu Lishtamish Lioro, then the Jewish people are allowed to stay there and use the light because the majority was non-Jewish people. So, Mistama, the person who turned it on, the non-Jewish person who turned it on, was turning it on for the majority. And the Jewish person in the minority there can benefit from the light. However, Vim Rov Yisrael, but if the majority of the people there were Jews, so then we assume that the non-Jewish person was doing it for the majority. And even, O afilu mechza al mechza, and even it was 50-50, nevertheless, the Mechaber says it's osur. In the situation where it's mostly Jews, or even 50-50 Jews, non-Jews, the Jewish people are not allowed to get benefit from the light in that situation. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Tezvav, the Mistama, we presume that the default position is Adaita Deruba Ka'abib. When a person does something over here, he's doing it for the majority. So if the non-Jewish person turns on the light, the majority are Goyim, so then he's Mistama doing it for the Goyim. If the non-Jewish person turns on the light and the majority are Jews, Mistama is doing it for the Jewish people. And Dear Shifut number 30 brings down if he turns it on before people get there, so then Rav Shlomo Zalman is not clear his topic, what the halach would be if nobody's in the room and he turns it on and he doesn't know it will be more Jews or more non-Jews. And the Mishnah Berurah continues, and he writes, "Va'afilu im acha kach nisrab Yisrael." At the time that the non-Jewish person turned on the light, there were 10 non-Jewish people there and 5 Jewish people there. But subsequently, another 10 Jewish people come in. Now there's 15 Jewish people and 10 non-Jewish people. V'nitosu aleihem, and there are now more Jews, or vice versa. 8 of the non-Jewish people left. So originally it was 10 to 5, non-Jews versus Jews. And now it's 2 versus 5, non-Jews versus Jews. Oshaochel emeini Yehudim, the non-Jewish people, majority of them left. So now the majority is Jewish people. Then it is permitted still to use the light because the original intention was for the non-Jews. And the same thing would apply, the Mishnah Berurah says, v'kein lehipuch b'rov Yisrael. If the majority originally were Jews, and then either more goyim came or majority of the Jews left, and now there are more goyim over there, you in that situation still cannot use the light. Mishnah Berurah explains the Sifkot and Tezayin, and it was 50-50, so the Mechaber said you can't use it in that situation as well. The reasoning being, Hatam, Mishum Deleko Lemeka Malo Demilsa, because you cannot say over here what was the intention of the non-Jewish person. In Bishvil Eino Yehudi Ovid, was he doing it for the non-Jewish 50%, or Bishvil Yisrael Ovid, or was he doing it for the Jewish 50%? And therefore, in this situation, we say, no, you can't use it, you can't benefit from it. But the Mishnah Berurah brings down V'yesh Omrim Mishum de Merza Merza. He says a different reason is because when it's 50-50, Mistama L'shem Shneim Nasa. Because in this situation, he Mistama was doing it for both of them. Not just he was doing it for one 50% versus the other 50%. Mistama, he was doing it for both the Jews and the non-Jews. In that situation, it's considered as if it's being done for the Jewish people, and therefore they cannot get any benefit from the non-Jewish person specifically doing work for the Jewish people. The Mechaber continues and he writes, "V'im yesh hochacha, if there is evidence or proof, shalatzorich einu Yehudi madlika, if the non-Jewish person was clearly doing it for a non-Jewish person, even though the majority of Jewish people there, for example, kigaon sha'anu roim shehu mishtamish lora, we see that he turns on the light and then the non-Jewish person takes out his book and starts reading. So af apishu rov Yisrael, in that situation, even though the majority of the people in the room are Jewish people, it is clear that the non-Jewish person turned on the light for the other non-Jewish person and mut." The Jewish people are allowed to benefit from the light having been turned on in that scenario. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot Yud Zayin, Rotsalomar, the Mechaber is telling us over here, Litzarich Atzmo, that the non-Jewish person is essentially turning it on for his own benefit. As we clearly see from the end, either he's lighting it for himself or he's lighting it for a specific other non-Jewish person. But if he did it for both the non-Jewish person as well as another Jewish person, then also it would be forbidden. This would be similar to the case of Merza Merza. And this is the opinion, Ken Kosov of Morgan Avram. And the Mishnah Berurah concludes, and he says, look what I wrote in the Bir Halacha, Ayin Bir Halacha, Sherachtum Bezet. And if you look in the Dibur HaMaschel, V'imyesh HaChacha, he explains the rationale behind the Morgan Avram's Shita, which is really brought down from Shulchan Aruch in Simon Tov Kuf Tesvav, and he points out that over here, Hacha, about 5 lines from the bottom of the Bir Halacha, Hacha Dairinan the Hidlik Bishvil Atzmo U Bishvil Yisrael. Here he's lighting it for both the Jewish person and the non-Jewish person. I might have thought, Ema, the Ha'ikar Adaita the Nafshei of it, that he's doing it for himself or for the other non-Jewish person, more so than for the Jewish person. And therefore, the Morgan Avram has to bring this Raya from Tuf Kuf Tes Vav, Dim Yadua Shaloki Bishul Shneim Asif. If you know for a fact that the non-Jewish person picked something for both the Jewish person and the non-Jewish person, then Rotsaloma Af Berov Enam Yudim, even in that situation with a majority of non-Jewish people, you are not allowed to get any benefit from that light. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Yud Ches writes down that you see the non-Jewish person was benefiting from the light right away, so even if the majority are Jews, you can still use such light. Why? Hainu Miyad. He tells us because the non-Jewish person is immediately benefiting from it, so it's clear in this situation the non-Jewish person turned on the light specifically for the non-Jewish person and not for the majority of Jewish people that are there. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Yud Ches says, and this is true, as we just pointed out, even if the majority are Jewish people. Why? The Mistama, the default position is, Kishehidlik Mitchila, when the non-Jewish person initially lit this light, Nam Yo'ikara Daita Didei Ovid. He was doing it either for himself or for the other non-Jewish person. And we have the rule, V'ner Liecho, Ner Lemeya, since he's doing it for himself or the other non-Jewish person, if there happens to be light that can be used by other people, that wasn't his intention, and therefore the Jewish people that are there, since it wasn't turned on for them, are allowed to benefit. Ner Liechod, a candle that works for one will also work for 100. That is the overriding principle. Now the Ramah brings down a tremendous kula, which has tremendous halacha l'maisa ramifications. And he writes, Hagah, Yesh Omrim, there is an opinion, which we'll see is from the Itur. The Mutter Lomar, Le'eno Yehudi, that one does have the right to tell, outright tell a non-Jewish person, Lahadlik Lo Ner, to go and light a candle for him, L'sudas Shabbos, you don't have candles in your room, the lights went out, whatever the situation may be, and you're going to be eating in the dark, you're allowed to specifically ask a non-Jewish person, please turn on the light for me, because I want to enjoy my Seudas Shabbos. And the reasoning is, the Ramah says, Mishum Desfirule, because this opinion, which is, as I said, the Ran and the name of the Itur, that says that they hold the mutter Amir Leinu Yehudi, Amir Liakim, telling a non-Jewish person to do an avoda for you, afilu melacha gemura, even a melacha daraisa, is permissible b'mako mitzvah, in the setting of performance of the mitzvah, which, for example, Suda Shabbos, Onik Shabbos, as we pointed out, is a very important mitzvah, and therefore, you can tell a non-Jewish person to do what would be an issa daraisa for a Jewish person to do, in the setting of makom mitzvah. This is a tremendous kula, which we'll see, not everybody agrees with. And the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Chav, Hainu, Sheyoshe b'choshech, you're sitting in the dark, Vein lo shum ner lechel, and there is no light for you to eat by. And in this situation, you would be giving up the Suda Shabbos, Onik Shabbos, and therefore you can tell the non-Jewish person to turn the light on for you, according to this Itur. However, Abel, im gomar sudoso, if you already ate, Avsha dayan lo berech b'rech zemozon, albeit you didn't bench, oh, sheyesh lo ner echot, there is a light over there, then pshita, the osir letzavos le'eno yudi lahadiklo, since you can already see, or you've already finished eating, so there is no mitzvah of onik Shabbos in this situation, so then you cannot tell, even according to the lenient opinion here of the Itur, to tell the non-Jewish person to turn on the light for you. They have a shvus shelo b'mokhi mitzvah, because this is amir liyakum, this is a rabbinical prohibition, when it's not in the setting of a mitzvah. The Mishnah Berurah does conclude, and he say, however, miyu, im yesh lo shum ner, if you do have one candle lit, the avra vitziva leino yudi lahadlik lo ner acher, and you ask the non-Jewish person to turn on another light for you, in that situation, shori lahanos rimenu, you're not mechuyev to leave the room, you're allowed to even get benefit from the extra light that was turned on by the non-Jewish person, but od shaner harishon dolik, as long as the first candle, the first light is still on, and is still giving off light. So you're really not totally benefiting from the non-Jewish person, you can accomplish what you would needed to do over there, see the Suda, with the original light that you lit, so the extra light that the non-Jewish person turned on doesn't make it also for you to stay there, as kemosha kosov b'sivtal, as we'll learn in Mitzvah Shem in an upcoming shir. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Chaf Aleph explains this is called Amir Leinu Yehudi, Amir Liakum, Avo Shvuz Di Yisrael Asma, but for the Jewish person himself to transgress a rabbinical prohibition, L'kuli Am Osir, then nobody would say that that's permissible. Everybody would agree that it's absolutely Osir for a person to be over the Rabbanon, Afilu B'Mokum Mitzvah, in order to fulfill a mitzvah Darais. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Chaf Beis, he says, in the setting of a mitzvah, B'Mokum Mitzvah, V'livnos Beis HaKnesses, the Mishnah Berurah says, what about building a shul on Shabbos? B'Shabbos, Ayideinu Yudi, have non-Jewish contractors go and build a shul on Shabbos. So we've already learned this previously. Because of the Mogen Avram, the Osir Afilu L'Dasu Iter. The Mogen Avram says, even according to this lenient opinion of the Iter, that would allow you, B'Mokum Mitzvah, to do Amir Liakum, would not allow you to build a shul on Shabbos. And he says, the Prima Godem, V'ayin, the Prima Godem Shemesik, who adds, Mishum Dehevi Mitzvah Sheino Averis, because you can still accomplish this mitzvah on Sunday. So why do you have to build it on Shabbos? Sheochol V'Elso B'chol, you can build it the rest of the week. So therefore, you don't have the heter to say this is Amir Liakom B'mokum Mitzvah. And he says, we've already learned some of this, V'ayin B'simin Reish B'mdal B'mogen Avram, Shu'o Selassos Dovizeh Af B'Kavlonos, that this is forbidden to be done, even if you're paying him by the job. Unless you think that the goyim are going to walk off the job and they're never going to complete the shul unless they're allowed to work on Shabbos, in that rare setting, then you would be allowed to have them work on Shabbos in a kablonis arrangement. You would be allowed, in the setting of a kablonis arrangement, that you're paying them a flat fee to build a house, to build the shul, you would be allowed to if they're going to walk off the job otherwise. The efshar, the af ayideh yischiris mutter, and it might even be permissible in that situation if you're paying them a daily wage, b'chiyai gav, in this situation, im lo yirtza ein yudi b'kablonis. If the non-Jewish person isn't willing to take a total flat payment for the job, but he says, I don't know how long it's going to take, I want to be paid $100 a day, so then you might even be allowed to pay him $100 a day if that's going to cause the shul not to be built unless you give in to their demands. And he brings this down in the name of the Prima Godem. The issue foot number 38 brings down that we already pointed out previously in Siman Reish Mem Dalet that while it may be permissible, you certainly must publicize the fact that the non-Jewish person is doing this bekablonus and not directly under your guidance to do the work today. Now the Ramah continues and he says, Sha'al pi zeh, based upon this, leniency of the Iter, Nagu Rabim Lahokil Badover, many people became very lenient in this Amir Liakim, Litzavos Leina Yudi, to tell a non-Jewish person, Lahadlik Neros Litzorech Suda, to l'chatchila, go and tell a non-Jewish person to please light the candles for me so I can see my suda. And he says, especially befrat besudas chasana omila, especially when it was a wedding or a bris mila. They used to have weddings on Friday afternoon and ate the suda on Friday night because they were too poor. They couldn't afford two sudas. And a bris mila comes out on Shabbos, you don't have the choice. That's when you have to do the bris mila. It's a mila bismana. And the remark concludes, and he says, the ain moche biyodam, and one doesn't have to protest they're doing this. And the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkon Chav Gimel. However, umutov shiyu shogin bayu mezidin. The reason isn't because it's het to gomer. The reason is because they're not going to listen to you, and it's better that they rely upon this eater, albeit that may not be the din l'chatchila, but since they're going to rely upon it anyway, so it's better that they do this b'shogeg rather than they do it intentionally b'mezid. And Dishu foot number 39 points out, this is when we're certain that they won't listen to you. However, maybe they will listen to you, so then you shouldn't rely upon this itur. And you should protest to them, do not do this. But the Ramon now concludes and he says, one should not rely upon this itur unless there is a pressing need, a great need over here. Because most poskim disagree with this iter over here. And he says, look further for this, for further discussion of this. The Mishnah explains in Sivkot and Chav Dalid, you shouldn't rely upon this unless it's extenuating circumstances, a great pressing need. However, even in that situation, the great Shalah was even machmir in this situation, even when there was a great pressing need to rely upon this kula, he would not rely upon this kula. And he says, in fact, many great congregations, they wouldn't rely upon this heter of the Eter over here, and they would sit in darkness until it was definitely Ois Shabbos and Motzei Shabbos, even if there was a wedding going on, until the Tzibur David Marav. Otherwise, he says Baruch Hu and accepted one himself that it was Ois Shabbos. And he brings down the Chay Noag HaGoyin HaRash. I'm not sure who this is. The great Goyin, the Rash, the Chofetz Chaim quotes, also did this. Kisho Yusod, the Metzlo Suda Shlishis. If it was dark and Shalosh Shudas time, he wouldn't ask a non-Jewish person to go turn on the lights for him. However, the Mishnah brings down, the Prima Gadim did allow one to take advantage of this leniency of the Eter for Matzei Shabbos L'tzorech Mitzvah. It wasn't yet really Ois Shabbos, but since it was after the Shkia, and it was during the Ben Hashmashos period of time, he said you can rely then to turn, have a non-Jewish person turn on the lights for you at your command during this period of time. And he says, certainly the other way, on Friday, Fakosha came to Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmashos, it's not yet Shabbos, it's a Suffolk, it's twilight, is it Friday or is it Shabbos? He says, in that situation, Letzorach Mitzvah, for the purposes of turning on the lights to perform a mitzvah, the Mavadei Motir, it certainly would be permissible, as we will, Amir Tzah Hashem, learn, Kedilakaman B'simen Shin Mem Beis Ayin Shom. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Chafei says, however, most of the poskim don't rely upon this heter of the itur. However, even if you don't rely upon this, most poskim don't rely upon this, you can ask a non-Jewish person, if on Shabbos you see that the Erev lines are down. So on Shabbos you can ask a non-Jewish person to fix them. Because many people will now carry, not knowing that the Erev is down, and that's a much bigger michshol over here, and there you can certainly rely upon the Eter's lenient opinion that you're allowed to ask a non-Jewish person, because this is Kedaihu Bala Eter Lismochalov. Certainly the great Bala Eter is somebody that you can rely upon, Lahatir Shvuz D'Amira, who permits you to say Amir Liakum over here, Afil B'lochem D'Araisa, even when it's a setting of doing a D'Araisa, B'mochem Mitzvah D'Rabim, when the Rabim will unfortunately be transgressing something, so you certainly would be allowed to do this. And he brings us down the name of the Chayi Adam in the name of the Magid Mishnah. Likewise, this is the opinion. And Dir Shufut number 42 brings down that if it's just over here something that's only a Dirabonim to fix the Eruv, for example, to make some sort of a bow in it so it's not an Issa Daraisa, certainly it would be preferable to only be over an Issa Dirabonim than be over an Issa Daraisa in this situation. Finally, we go to the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Chavav, where he says, look over there, V'ayin Lekaman. And Simon Shin Zayin, so the Mishnah Berurah tells us, Rotsu Lomar, Deshom Gam Kemavor, Delo Kabala Eter. Over there, it also paskins, not like the Bala Eter, but one should take the more stringent approach of the Rov Poskim, who are cholik on the Bala Eter. Finally, Dishavut number 40 brings down, for a baby born on Shabbos, when the non-Jewish people have to give him some sort of a Seret Zihoy, some sort of an identification card, or maybe take the picture of the baby, or take an imprint of the baby's foot, whatever the situation is, Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal Paskins Mutulom Elanochri Lichtov Simone Zishlo. You can tell the non-Jewish person to write down those identifying features because of the chashash of a takola that could arise as a result of this. Dishfoot number 41 has additional examples of this din, but we've run out of time, and that will conclude today's shir.